Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
I gotta tell you, we are on a busy intersection at the moment.
Lots of noise.
We're at a little cafe here on University Avenue in Berkeley, California.
Called Zazzy's.
Zazzy's.
My favorite
foods.
New word.
How would you rate this place? Part of art and culture is food culture.
It feels out of place, I'll say, but it's cute inside.
Because it's very bougie. One of my favorite places on University Avenue, not too far from here, is a Thai restaurant.
M for murder?
No, I-M.
Oh, M. Excuse me.
And, or maybe it's I-M-M, actually. And they have Thai food, and their pad see ew is
so fucking good.
With tofu.
Is it? It's Thai. Period.
Thai street food.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, let's go there. Shit.
Well, dude,
I didn't know
I thought we were just getting a little breakfast pastry.
We were just getting a little breakfast pastry. Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
We tried to go to Lulu, but it was closed. Okay, I'm cutting all that.
Cut all that shit
okay,
out.
Great. Cutting that. Okay, Maysoon, there's big news going on with this. I've kind of been avoiding talking about it, but SFAI and USF has been having a hell of a time.
Oh, they've been going off.
So sounds like USF has decided to say, all we wanted out of this was the real estate and all the people can be sent to hell.
Wait, is that what happened recently? Is that
every
the most
single
recent?
Faculty and staff member of SFAI has been given a WARN notice of their imminent termination. Oh, so man, you didn't, because you've not been on social media. You haven't been seeing about this.
Who negotiated the deal between?
I'm guessing the administrators of each school.
And so.
And the board. I'm sure the board was on.
You know who we need to talk to? I feel like we need to talk to someone at USF and be like, what's the scoop on your end? Because we've talked to so many
SFAI
people.
No, I've been hearing from faculty at USF. I've been hearing from lots of different stakeholders at USF. And, you know, the normal faculty are kind of in the dark on all this stuff. They've been having meetings with the SFAI faculty that were nominally or whatever about reimagining the curriculum together and all this stuff. And then, you know, so they thought, okay, we're all coming together to, like, form a new school basically, or a new path forward, and then this happened, and it was like, why were we having these meetings at all if you were just about to fire all these people?
So they're just letting go of everyone, even tenure track faculty.
Well, I don't know who's actually going to get fired, but everyone's been told that they will maybe be getting fired. And not
like,
only
prepare
that
yourself.
Not only that, but the, and forgive me everyone if I'm like misrepresenting, but this is my understanding.
This is also your opportunity to chime in.
Yes, give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. And, you know, we would be able to just do full-time 40 hours a week journalism if we could just get, like, maybe $500,000 of donations every year. So go ahead and go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. We want to say a huge thank you to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, and a thank you to Emma Spertus, who just sent us an extremely generous donation.
That's super sweet.
Every donation makes a huge difference and allows us to get a nice small cappuccino here at Zazzy Foods.
Occasionally it's on BART rides, too, to get to
BART
one another.
BART rides, travel. We're still operating at a massive deficit, but every little bit helps us dig a tiny, tiny inch out of the hole.
Yeah.
So anyhow, point is, Maysoon, we are watching 4,000 semi-trucks go by. Point is, Maysoon, not only are they getting rid, but maybe, of all the staff and faculty at SFAI, they are also telling the students that if they want to continue going to now USF, they have to apply. They have to reapply.
No.
And I don't think, this
That's
is just
shitty.
My own speculation, but I can't imagine that a master's student who's in the middle of getting their MFA is going to be able to move any credits over. But I don't know, maybe they'll make accommodations.
They have to be accommodating to that. That's just so fucked up.
Sounds like they're not doing, I mean, from, you know,
shit.
So there's a bunch of like letter writing campaigns and stuff going on with like student groups and stuff at SFAI. I'll put a link in the underworld if you want to support that stuff. But it sounded dire. Also, Mills, the merger at Mills with Northeastern is sounding like that's also going through a whole thing.
I know
there's another lawsuit pending.
There was a whole, like, a full-page protest article, or not article, but
like an ad. They took out the, like, alumni or whoever took an ad out in the Chron.
There's a lawsuit with those guys. I wonder if SFAI is going to go in that direction. I wouldn't blame them if they were.
I think they were talking about it, at least on Instagram.
Well, everyone, actually.
I have a little piece of good news, though, to counteract all this.
Well, real quick, is there anything that needs to be done, or how can people find more information about what's happening? Like, is there are the papers writing about it, or are we mostly hearing about it through?
Yeah,
like,
no,
people
I think
involved?
KQED had the arts section of KQED had a new article out about it, I think, and I'll put a link to that in the Underworld too, and I'll put a link to everything in the Underworld. But also on KQED, I read that Small Press Traffic is launching a new venue for Bay Area arts writing. Okay, oh, yeah. Claudia LaRocco is going to lead The Backroom, a new interdisciplinary publishing platform. That's great, because we just lost Open Space over there, SF MoMA, because Bob Fisher has his head up his ass. Now, Maysoon, another thing that's gone on is they've announced the old Headland stuff.
The awards.
Yeah, you want to hear about it?
I do want to hear about it. Tell me more.
They're having their 2022 graduate fellowship exhibition. It's called Phantom Limb, and it's with Christine Wong from SF State, Ebethal Shadid from CCA, Champ Boy from UC Berkeley. Oh, I met them. They're cool. Sylvia Hughes Gonzalez from Mills, Mercy Hawkins from UC Davis, and Brett Amory from Stanford. So get out there for that. That's always a good little look around, especially if you're a curator and you're looking for the hot young blood to suck.
Have you been to any? Oh, you have been to some MFA shows.
We went to one together. Oh, to the SF. Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to the graduate fellowship show last year, remember?
This year.
Remember, we recorded together then, Macy.
Yeah,
we've been together
remember.
Nonstop, touching butts and swapping
we
spit.
We have not been touching butts.
We've been swapping spit.
You gotta take that out. That's just rude.
You think people are gonna think you're a homo?
I
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are you afraid that
I just
people
didn't agree.
Are...
I didn't consent to that kind of activity, so I just feel like touching butts and swapping spit.
I don't know why you don't want people to know that we're constantly touching butts. And I feel it's homophobic.
You need to really take that out.
I think it's homophobic.
I'm married. I'm unavailable to you, okay? No more touching butts with me, all right? Oh, fucking hell. Are we recording a podcast
or
what?
I'm going to bleep all of that.
I heard, isn't the Berkeley MFA show up right now, I think.
Oh, we should go see it.
I know.
We're in Berkeley. Do we have time? Now, Maysoon, I have my show opening today, Friday, at Et Al Books. It's going to be 4 delicious 20 by 30 inch paintings.
Delicious. Are they going to be lickable?
Please don't lick the paintings.
Can I touch it
for
with
your
my
own
butt?
Safety? You can touch it with your butt. Remember how homophobically blasting?
Get out of here.
I'm going to have to beep every time I say homophobic.
I was not. I think you're being overly sensitive.
I'm beeping it. I'm beeping it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to beep every single thing that we've said this entire time.
Probably. Fucking hell. Listeners, if you come out to Kate's show, please be sure to introduce yourself to one of us, because I will be there the whole time, too.
You swear to God?
Yeah, Kate's making me, so I'm going to be
there. I really threatened Maysoon with a lot of dark stuff.
She really went above and beyond with the threats this time, so... If you come out, look for Kate or I. We won't be wearing name tags, so you'll just have to ask everyone in the room who we are if you don't know already. And just say hi. We'd love to meet you.
Maysoon, we gotta get out of here. It is so fucking loud.
It's really fucking loud. Should we go to the car?
We're gonna die today. All right, now we're in the car. I give us about 15 minutes before we're sweating so much that we're like floating away in our own sweat.
Oh my God. Kate,
okay,
remember that first...
Talk real quiet so we're not picking each other up.
Oh, we're already doing that.
Yeah.
It'd
be nice.
Kate, remember?
Nice and quiet.
Shh. Remember at Southern Exposure, your first MDR, you did that drawing that I wish I had gotten so badly.
Yeah, because you bring it up like every fifth episode.
I feel like whenever you talk about sweat, that's what I think about. Because I'm like, I think Kate really does sweat buckets. She drew it once at MDR.
I'm going to make you a new drawing.
Can you make me a little, even a little tiny like playing card size one would be so cute.
For
I'll
sure.
I'll pay you for it. What, $25?
You don't have to pay me shit.
Okay, let's actually record.
You paid enough. You've sacrificed enough.
It's hot in here.
Okay. We're going to fucking die. Should we drive to a park?
Oh my God, what is wrong with us?
We should go to the museum and see the MFA show.
Is it open? What time is it?
It's always open. Okay, we're now at the Berkeley Art Museum.
Just a vinyl?
Ooh, video. You know I love that.
Yeah.
How would you describe this video? It's like a...
It's computer animated video of a six-breasted animal figure, anthropomorphic animal figure.
Kind of like a cat-type animal, I would say.
And then it says, where is the button? This is extremely sexual.
This is very erotic, isn't it? It's really intense. And it's kind of like, looks like a splatter painting, like the texture of the animal.
Yeah, I bet the artist actually, like, did paint the skins of these creatures. Let me tell you, Los Angeles-based artist Candace Lynn creates multi-sensory environments that combine ceramics, textiles, drawing, video animation, and other art forms. Lynn investigates the legacies of colonialism by tracing the trade routes and histories of a range of goods, including tea, sugar, indigo.
Indigo, there we go.
And other plant materials. I give this show a very high rating. I really think you should come see this.
Yes, agreed. And it looks like they pulled some works from the collection to sort of be in conversation with the contemporary work, which is always interesting, I think.
Yeah, but I'm like, are we kind of validating the theft of these items?
No, I mean, I wouldn't doubt if the artist had a hand in choosing some of the work. Mm-hmm. Also,
because normally this is like the room of... Like, you know, their Asian collection.
Oh, really? Oh, see, I didn't know that. That's weird. There's a room. Why can't the Asian artists be in any part of the museum?
Well, like, I mean, like, artifact, like, old, like, this kind of stuff, which is probably, like, okay, over here we have a textile from the 19th century, a dance apron.
It just said shows or moves, and Kate was just asking me about some dance moves. You want to go to the carpet here and do a little dance move? Come on, let's go. Come on, Kate.
Okay, let's go. Oh my God, Mason's really doing it. I was bluffing. Here she goes. Here she goes. That is a gaping vagina. There's some serious gaping. There's some serious gaping. Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
What are you doing?
I'm just kind of dancing.
The earth is shaking. It's erupting. We're falling in, going in, going in.
We're dancing right now, and thank God there's only two other people in the room. This is the kind of dancing I do at a wedding.
There you go, there you go. Do it.
Yes.
This is the kind of dancing I do at a wedding.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I always forget. I always have trouble knowing what to do with my arms. Oh, Ouroboros.
I love this video. Don't you love it?
Yeah, this video is called Millie Free Work Weary Free Video, Ki Gong, by Candace Lynn. This is a great show. I'm so glad we came. See, aren't you glad we came now? And we paid $0 to get in.
Zero? I don't, yeah, it's not that. It's more just...
And it was worth every penny.
This was worth every penny. I actually, yeah, would come back just to see this show.
Did you see the vagina?
Oh my God, wow. That is a full vagina with, we've got four breasts, two heads, four breasts, and one very large vagina, and claw feet standing on eyeballs.
Thank you so much.
May I ask?
It's called Congratulations Pine Tree. Do you want to say a few words?
Live your life, walk around and make a podcast, because this is what it's about.
Awesome. Would you say your name?
Vivian.
Awesome. Thank you, Vivian. Do you want to be on record?
I don't know what to say. But, is there like a theme? Like, I know it's art.
We do arts and culture.
Okay.
Bay Area. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's Gemini season. Enjoy it. Yeah. This is from Esteban.
We were just talking about riding out Mercury retrograde. We're doing our best. It's rough, though.
Not making any big decisions.
No. Okay, thank you, guys. Yeah, you too.
Bye.
All right, I have to say, as soon as I get Maysoon into any kind of art venue, she becomes completely unhinged. Why do you decide when we go into an art museum that you have lost your mind?
Well, that's not true, I have to say. I mean, part of me is like, I'm taking the day off, bitch.
Maysoon's calling me a bitch. She's calling Berkeley people Berkeley dicks and vaginas. Okay,
it's because I'm on one. It feels like when I'm a Friday at 5 and I like all hell lets loose. That's kind of what's going on right now, people. I don't give a fuck.
just like Lizzo, who but the opposite, because Lizzo gives a fuck way too much.
Well, we all give a fuck way too much, and sometimes it's important to like let the Friday afternoon roll, even if it's only Thursday.
Thanks so much to the student workers over there at BAM PFA. We finally found the MFA show, which featured Erica Demon, Edgar Fabian Frias, Kavina Hambira, Hala Kadura, An Lee, and Rivka Valerie Lusant. Again, like, I felt like this was a pretty well-curated MFA show. I feel like oftentimes you go to an MFA show and it feels, like, way overloaded with stuff.
I do feel like that room was a little bit small for all that work, because some of the works were quite large and kind of needed more space, I think. But, you know, they did the best they could do with the space given.
Erica Demon's work for sure was...
I mean, that was a really large... Yeah. Like, sculptural
maybe
piece.
Maybe could have benefited from having its own space.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a large sculpture with a big piece of clear plexi that had been formed into this interesting undulating shape, and then suspended above that on a grid of monofilament were okras.
Okra pods.
That had been colored.
Yeah, different colors. Kind
like
of
a gradient, kind of?
Gradient, yeah, maybe a gradient.
We are in the wind now. Nothing we do today will get us away from loud noises.
Good luck, everyone, with this one.
And then An Lee had a large suspended ceramic piece.
Yeah.
But that was mainly, like, vertical. I didn't feel like that was, like, overwhelming the space.
No, that wasn't overwhelming. It had a very, like, Ruth Asawa type vibe, even though it wasn't the same materials. But I think the shapes of the ceramic pieces hanging, and also just that hanging from floor to ceiling kind of.
Sure.
Reminded me of the cell a little
bit. I really was vibing with Edgar's piece because it's like very maximal, like digital art freakiness, and it had at least that I could count in our short time there two different depictions of turkeys. And you know that's
you know
what
I'm turkeys
all about is turkeys. And then also the work by. I want to say, like, I felt all the work was pretty strong, and
yeah.
But I probably spent the most time with Edgar's work and Rivka Valerie Lusant.
Yeah, probably me too, actually. Although I did spend quite a bit of time with Hala Kadura.
And this had like a large, like painting, like mixed media piece that was behind a wrought iron fence. And then some ceramic pieces.
When I finally got a grasp on like what I think they're referring to, like Haitian kind of ritual practices in their work.
Okay.
And so
there were like ceramic pieces that were like advocating for the release of political prisoners, like Leonard Peltier and Lumia. Yeah. That was the one on the far left.
Oh, okay.
So it was a ceramic piece like referencing these political struggles, and then the painting had like references to the Black Panthers and to like revolutionary groups and stuff like that. There were some hammers and sickles on the ceramic work too.
Oh, okay. There were hammer and sickles on the painting, and there was like the Black Panther cat.
Yeah.
And then the Black Power Fist.
I don't know.
The painting
just
was behind bars.
Yeah, behind like a fence, like a piece of a fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sure enough, Maysoon just stuck her hand right through that fence to just about slap the painting.
I'm really sorry, Rivka. I did not touch the painting. I did put my hand through the fence because I was trying to point out a specific detail to my
poor student workers of this place.
Kate
had to be scrambling, wishing that we would just chill.
Get the hell out of there. Yeah. They're like, please get these two people out of here.
Exactly.
They're making me nervous. I don't think they gave a shit. I didn't touch the painting. I'm pretty trustworthy around artwork, but yes, I probably should not have put my hand through the fence. Thank you, Kate. Kate scolded me sufficiently, just so you know, artist.
And then what about Hala Kadura?
Yeah, Hala Kadura had a series of videos, four videos, right?
Uh-huh.
That she
It was a multi-channel video installation.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Called Fragmented Wonderland. And in the artist statement here, it says, Kadura's work opens a space for Palestinians to daydream, wonder, and exist in multiple spaces in search of a homeland. As a Palestinian raised in Lebanon, Kadura has no legal right to visit Palestine. She uses that lack of access to fuel her work in film photography and collage.
Yeah, I watched one of the videos I watched, or one of the... of the three channel, one of the pieces I watched was the artist comparing Sunset Cliffs in San Diego to the ocean front in Beirut. So the two images how would you call that?
Yeah, it was like, and one, like, one of the videos the I watched was like, had like people celebrate, like some kind of, there was like kind of carnival music playing and stuff, and people like, you know, wandering around and celebrating.
I actually feel like one of the very simple monitor that was on the ground, that was just like a black screen with the outline of Palestine, and then the sort of static, what would you call
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so it was like a cutout of TV static in the shape of Palestine.
Yeah, and that, I feel like that was so understated, like very simple, yeah. but very powerful if you at all are following what's happening there and what Palestinians are dealing with, predominantly, you know, in the diaspora all over the world. Like that felt really important, or just yeah. like really simple, but very, very strong.
Poignant.
Yeah, poignant.
So overall, we give it an absolute 10 out of 10. I have to say every MFA of 2022 has been impressing us this
yeah.
year. And we wish nothing but good luck and felicitations to all the students graduating or continuing their studies, or the non-traditional autodidacts out there making their way in the world.
Mabruk means congratulations.
Love that. Okay, Mason, what else do we want to say?
Peace and love, people. Keep it together. If you're feeling stressed, just go home, take some deep breaths, maybe have a glass of water, or maybe a cup of hot, warm water with lemon.
God, deep breaths are no joke.
Just try to feel some relief and release in your body. Give yourself some space to take that time to take care of yourself.
Okay, hey, I wanted to let you know that we got an email from Robbie Short saying, hey, Kate and Maysoon and the rest of the Congratulations Pine team, the thousands of staffers that we employ.
Oh, yeah, our producer, our studio
our
manager,
editor, the head of the network,
our payroll office.
That's hello. Cute. I hope you're doing well. Just writing to pass along the news of the Bart Short Stories contest.
Oh, cute. Wow,
we love a contest. In case you haven't seen it yet, the podcast your listeners might be interested in this. Okay.
What about us? So, are we interested in this?
Okay. Bart is launching a contest for writers who happen to be writers or vice versa. Writers who are writers.
Ooh.
Okay. And starting June 1st, the transit agency will start accepting short stories of 7,500 characters or less with the theme of motion, and then disperse it widely. Maysoon!
Yes.
They're going to disperse it on one of those short story machines like they had at the Palo Alto Library.
Oh.
The little button
is that,
press
yeah,
machine.
Yeah.
Stories are printed on a long receipt-like piece of paper.
Dude, I actually think BART is the best place for that kind
exactly.
of fucking machine. That's
you need to
killer.
Sit and read, yeah.
Wait, so where is it going to, what station is it going to be at all? It's not going to be at all the stations, obviously.
Well, BART bought those dispensers and licenses the current offering of stories from that place called Short Edition, the one they had at the Palo Alto Library,
yeah.
where it's a little stand, and you can hit a button that's for
one, 3 and 5 minutes.
And it'll print you out a little story to read or a poem.
I'm excited to hear that. I mean, although I don't know if I trust BART to curate anything, because their system basically barely works, but
and like,
I'm
why
still
are they
up
spending
for
money on this when they could be giving people no fair
How about
rides
free,
for free?
Free transit.
Let's
no
get some free
kidding.
Transit. But in the meantime, if you want to participate in
assholes.
This short story, we're not assholes. That's a real deal. Okay, so go ahead and submit your short stories to the link that I'm putting in the underworld.
Perfect.
I'll put it, if you want more information, get into the
underworld.
Is there
any discussion around payment? It's a competition.
That's a great question, Maysoon, and I'm so glad you asked, because I actually do have a response for that question, and
great.
I'm about to say it in just mere moments. I'll be responding to your question with an answer that I'll be saying.
I want
saying,
listeners to know that Kate is wearing mismatched socks, and it's very cute. One pair, one sock is blue, a dark blue, like a navy blue with white polka dots, and the other is red with gold polka
also
dots.
Also with dots.
Cute.
Maysoon, I can't see a damn thing here about if they're going to pay you or
they're
how
gonna,
they're going to pay you.
We're going to hope that they're going to pay you, but hoping and praying is obviously not enough for most things in this world.
It doesn't look like they're going to pay you. You just get the glory of knowing that you had a job well done.
You just
done.
Get the exposure of having your writings available at BART.
On a little receipt. Okay, so are we actually not endorsing this?
No, I think you guys should apply. I think writers should definitely, writers
whatever.
And writers,
if you were already going to put some 7,500 character thing out, may as well send it to these guys.
Let's write something for it, want to? Should we apply for it?
What would we write about, Mason?
I don't know. A critique of something? We could do write a critique. I'm sure it wouldn't get selected, but it would still be fun.
Maysoon, I think we had another fantastic excursion today, wouldn't you say?
Definitely an excursion to be remembered.
And I've recently corresponded with some folks. Oh, Maysoon, I never told you that I went to the OPATH thing.
What now?
Other Places Art Fair.
Yes.
OPATH.
OPATH. I thought you were talking about OPEC. And I was
went
like,
to OPATH out there in Santa Rosa, and it ruled. I loved it. It was so cool.
I'm
it was
so
like really.
Go.
It reminded me of like parking lot art fair, where it's just like basically
so
like
fun.
A company picnic if your company was just the art scene.
Artists, yeah.
And like people bringing their weird projects out. Premier Junior had a great showing there. It's also I think that press that you asked me about last time, and you were like, report back, they had decals made by artists, like lots of different decals, and you could buy them for like $7 or something.
Sweet.
And so those were really cool. There were flags. There were, there was like a pep talk booth.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody was setting up like a fancy dinner set. I don't know. There was all kinds of freaky shit going on.
Remember at the boxcar derby race?
Yeah, soapbox derby.
Thank you. I don't know how to say it. I forget who the artists were, but the ice cream truck with the ceramic fucking ice cream.
That was the vibe. That was the whole vibe.
I want that truck to be everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I swear, I don't know who you guys were, but that truck was fucking genius. And you need to get to all the art fairs, or not art fairs, but these kinds of fairs that Kate's talking about.
Yeah.
That shit's
going to
fly.
And so if you want, I mean, anyone who wants to be involved with this, they're doing it again in L.A.
In
September, where it normally happens. I think this was their first trip up north.
It's perfect up
north,
too.
And the organizers, I chatted with one of the organizers, and they were super nice. It was just a really good vibe out there.
So great.
And I gotta tell you, don't fucking move to Santa Rosa. Leave the people in Santa Rosa alone.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Just come for an event.
You don't need to move there just because you think it's cool. Just appreciate that it's fucking cool and back your ass back down to the bay.
Go up there, spend your money, and leave.
Leave.
Okay.
Also, Santa Rosa is really in it with like the fire zone, so it's just dangerous.
Watch out for fires, people.
Watch out for fires, everyone.
Okay, Maysoon, I'm going to be keeping it cool and wet from the bridge.
I'm going to be keeping it cool and dry from the other bridge to the other bridge and the island in between.
Maysoon's got her mind in the gutter. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.